ABD News, I'm Ben Thomas. Another bank collapsed. Regulators have seized First Republic Bank and sold it to JP Morgan Chase. Julie Walker has more.
First Republic is the third mid-sized bank to fail in 2 months, and JP Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon says it won't be the last.
There may be another smaller one, but this pretty much resolves them all. But this part of the crisis is over.
JP Morgan Chase CFO Jeremy Barnum says First Republic clients can bank as usual at branches.
And feel confident that their deposits are backed by the strength and security of JP Morgan Chase.
Julie Walker, New York.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has told Congress the U.S. could default on its debt as early as June 1st if Congress does not raise the debt ceiling. President Biden has invited congressional leaders to the White House to discuss the matter next week. On Ukraine, the White House says Russia has paid a terrible price for its war.
Just since December,
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We estimate that Russia has suffered more than 100,000 casualties, including over 20,000 killed in action.
Meantime, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy forcefully rejected a Russian reporter's suggestion congressional support for aid to Ukraine, McCarthy's in particular, was wavering.
You should pull out, and I don't think it's right, and we will continue to support because the rest of the world sees it just as it is.
Norman Hall has the latest on the legal battle between Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Disney.
Days after Disney sued Governor DeSantis in federal court, a state oversight board made up of DeSantis appointees has authorized a lawsuit against the entertainment giant. The suit is filed in state court, which the head of the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District calls the board's own backyard. Disney's lawsuit says the state ended Disney World's 55 years of running its self-governing theme park district because of opposition to the state's so-called Don't Say Gay bill. I'm Norman Hall.
This is AP News. TV memorabilia up for auction.
James Komisar has quite a collection. From All in the Family.
Welcome to the home of Archie and Edith Bunker.
Last night I'd done maybe the dumbest thing of my whole life.
Are you sure you've lived a long time?
This is the Tonight Show set.
He has the bar from Cheers. How did he get all this stuff?
When I tell you they were being actively shoveled into landfills in the early 90s, that's not an overestimation.
Komisar has clothing from TV shows like Batman, I Dream of Jeannie, Star Trek, and Mad Men.
These pieces should go back to the fans and let them enjoy them. And then when that good day comes, when a TV museum is effectuated, these pieces will be well cared for in the hands of passionate fans and collectors.
Komisar spotted these items working as a comedy writer and began spending time on studio lots. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.